Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story to tell. Do you remember my cat named Pink? Well, I installed a cat door for her, you know, so she can go in and out whenever she wants to. And since the weather has been getting warmer, I've noticed she stays outside most of the time. So the other day, it was last Saturday, I think it was May 30th, I'm not so sure, I was having coffee in the morning in my kitchen. Pink walked up to me and reached her paws up my leg as though she wanted me to pick her up and pet her. I realized that it had been a long time since I'd picked her up, a couple of days, I mean. Not that long, but you know, she stays outside so much that I feel like I hardly ever see her. So I picked her up and petted her and she purred, and after a minute of that, she wanted to get back down again. And I set her down on the floor. I soon heard her run out the cat door, back outside. I finished up my coffee and started drawing a little picture, just enjoying the sounds of birds singing outside. And then, what do you know? Pink came back inside, but she was not walking on her front right leg. She held it up above the ground and limped rather than walked across the kitchen floor. I was a bit distressed. I picked her up very gently and examined her paw, but there was no blood or anything. There was nothing I could see stuck in her paw. Poor little Pink, I thought. I shouldn't have let her outside. But I don't know why I thought that. What else could I have done? She goes out all the time. There's always a risk that she'll be hurt. What should I have done differently? I don't know. Everything would have to be different. She'd have to be an indoor cat. You know what I mean? She'd have to stay inside all the time. That would be kind of sad for me because, you know, she loved to go in the grass and feel the wind and smell things. If I kept Pink inside all the time, she would probably be irritable, and I would probably end up thinking, I should have let her out more. Now look how anxious she is. I'd call her poor little Pink then, too. So, since I didn't know what was wrong with her, I took Pink to the vet. They gave her an x-ray, and it was very interesting to see what it looked like inside of her arm. It's broken, the vet said. It's broken, he said, pointing to a place in her arm on the screen. Poor little Pink. She broke her leg. I wish I could have seen what happened. I never had a cat who broke a leg before. But I don't know how she did it. I have no idea how it happened. So what could I change to make it better? I don't know. Anyway, now I'm not allowed to let her outside. So she's an indoor cat. She's forced to be an indoor cat. And the vet said it had to be for 2 months. I had to get a litter box for her again and fill it up with cat litter. She had to learn how to use one again. She wants to go outside all the time, and she doesn't understand why I'm keeping her inside. She just scratches at the door and tries to open it all the time. Poor little Pink. She doesn't know that it's for her own health. She probably thinks I've changed and gotten mean. I give her a lot of affection, but she's just not happy. She hisses at me. It's a little sad, but that's what's going on in my life right now, and Pink's life. Poor little Pink. poor little Pink. That's all for this time, friends. Please let me know about your pets. Do you have a dog, a cat, or a rabbit, or a fish, or a hamster, or a lizard, or any other kind of pet? Maybe you have a horse, or a goat, or a cow? Those are, I suppose, not quite what I would call pets, but anyway. Send me a vocal message or by email to carl@boxcarenglish.com, or you can write me a message there. Also, please join the Patreon page for boxcarenglishpodcast.com. It's just a patreon.com/boxcarenglishpodcast. If you can just support me for $1 a month, it would be very helpful. And you get all the transcripts, and you can chat with me. I can help you with your English, help you write stories. And I would really like to do that. If you want more intense English lessons, I offer that too at my website, boxcarenglish.com. Thanks much, and I hope you're having a great day. Bye-bye.